Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn with the breakdown of the videos
that we are seeing. Drop coverage.
Opened like that, his hips the right way. First round pick, or the first pick of the Washington football team. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin, and we are joined in the Goodyear Hotline by the coach from Washington football team, Ron Rivera. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Doing good.
Thanks for joining us. So let's get it out of the way, because as we're watching the highlights of Jamin Davis from Kentucky, you take with that first pick. But a lot of people thought you might go quarterback. So why not go quarterback? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, one of the things that we were looking at is, in order for us to get up to get a quarterback, we'd probably have to give up way too much draft capital, which we did. We talked to a few teams. We tried to get a feel for what they were looking for. And we just didn't want to sacrifice that. We felt that we had an opportunity to do some other things, get a player like Jamin Davis that fills a big need for us. And we wanted to do that. We're going to build the pieces and put everything else we can in place. We like who we have at quarterback. We're very comfortable with that situation. And who knows? I mean, again, we've done what we felt was what we needed to do. We added some pretty good pieces. So we're looking forward to this year.
Coach, where does Jamin fit into your overall scheme at, though?
Well, the biggest thing is, when you watch Jamin play, he's a stack inside linebacker. You know, he has the ability with his athleticism to go out and play out in space, as I guess they call them overhangs now. He has that kind of athleticism to do it. But for the most part, he's a guy that can stack inside. He can be an every down linebacker with his ability to read and react and diagnose with his cover skills. He's a guy that, as he learns and grows, is going to get better. We think this young man has a high ceiling. He's done a great job in terms of his development and growth at Kentucky, and we believe we can help to take him to the next level.
Coach Rivera, I know you talked about the quarterback position, right? It's you like your guys in the room and where you're at now. Not going to get you in any trouble at all.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not going to get him in any trouble at all. I happen to know potentially a quarterback that may be or may not be available at some point in time in this year.
How good is he?
If a guy is available at some point in time that could help your quarterback room, that's really good, would you and the rest of your staff take a look at that?
Oh, yeah. We're always looking and evaluating and trying to be realistic about it. And the thing that we've found that's real interesting is that, other than Tom Brady, there really has not been a lot of quarterbacks that have, you know, done some things multiple times. You know what I'm saying? And that's going back to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl continuously. You know, the next closest guy, obviously, is Peyton Manning. So you look at those other guys that have won Super Bowls in the last 20 years, and you sit there and say, wow, you know, it's really about getting a guy that can manage a game, that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and when he has to, can make a play. You know, other than Tom Brady, for the most part, and Peyton, you really sit there and take a step back and go, that's probably what you're really looking for. Because, again, if the rest of your pieces are in place, if the guys that give you an opportunity to win are where you need them, why not take the shot that we have? And, you know, we're still, again, growing. This is only our second season together as we try to redevelop this football team and take it in a different direction. Mm.
Coach Rivera, let's talk about a quarterback that you have now on your roster in Ryan Fitzmagic, Fitzpatrick. What is it that he brings to your team and to the locker room that makes him different and unique?
Well, from what we've learned, he's a terrific locker room guy. You know, the players around him really like him. A lot of them respect him because of where he's been and all the things that he's done. He's a guy that really understands the game, and he helps coach the players around him. That was one of the things that we had last year when Alex Smith stepped in. You know, we had a veteran guy that was helping the guys around him grow. He did a great job leading the offense, helping those guys to get integrated into what we were doing. And really, one of the things that I always like to look at is really is the ball distribution. Who's touching the ball? Who's contributing? And when you get to a certain point where you open that sheet up and you see like eight or nine different guys are touching the ball, you feel pretty comfortable. That means that the quarterback is distributing it. He's not favoring one guy because it's either his go-to guy or he just doesn't know enough. He knows how to read and, you know, go through his progressions. That's really the thing that I liked about Fitzpatrick, is that here's a guy that understands offenses and knows how to distribute the football.
Coach, what are you looking for in terms of Chase taking the next step? He obviously had a great season last year, but that next level?
Well, you know, for Chase, it's going to be interesting because people are going to know who he is. And really, it's not necessarily going to be about him, you know, taking his sack total to the 20s. You know, it's going to be about him being consistent, but help raising everybody else around him. You know, and you started to see that last season. You saw the guys around him playing better and better. You know, that's what great players do. It's not just about them and their playing, but it's about how they impact and influence the guys around him. And that, to me, is one of the next big steps that we're hoping that Chase can take. And that is because he's getting better, because of his improved play, the guys around him start to step up and start to make even more plays.
Coach Rivera, I know you don't know a lot about my story, but I literally dislocated my knee, and I had a similar injury to Alex Smith, had to wear an AFO for the rest of my life, pretty much having drop foot, battling with that. I heard what you made mention about, you know, being scared to put him in the game because of having somebody that you're coming back from. How do you feel ultimately about his retirement, and have you spoken with him since?
You know, the scared part, the nervous part was not knowing a lot about his injury and understanding his injury. And I think that was a big part of what played into, you know, the slow opportunity he got, because you just didn't know if he could withstand it. I mean, I know what the doctors had said in terms of, you know, this is a guy that's back and they cleared him to play. But, you know, my concern obviously was as a football player, I've played the game and I understand what it's going to take. And, you know, I didn't know if he could escape and protect himself. And so for the first couple of weeks, you know, we put him on PUP and we had him try to, you know, work through all those things to see and show us. And we got started to gain confidence in him. And as you started to see him play and build up that confidence, and everybody around him started to build it up, then you started to take a little bit more of a breath and just go, okay, he's back. You know, and then unfortunately he had the shin injury that really kind of hampered the rest of it from that point. But, you know, I was very happy to have him back. And obviously, because he helped us, got us to where we wanted to go, and that was the playoffs. You know, and I'm glad that, you know, he's decided that he wants to walk away on his terms. And that's one of the really good things, is that he gets an opportunity to move on and do what he wants to do next. So very happy about that and very pleased. And, you know, it's one of those things that when a guy gets to walk away when he's ready to, I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I imagine with the nerves that you had as a coach too, and just in that moment had to be, you know, not typical of a coach in any kind of game, because you just
I'm sure Alex Smith had nerves too. I mean, as much as doctors tell you you're ready, you're not sure you're ready.
But still, sent him out.
Exactly. And that was the thing. Think about the terror in my mind when I see Aaron Donaldson jumping on him. I mean, oh my God. He got up and went back in the huddle. And, okay. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Hey, so I'm a dog owner, a dog dad. I love stories about dogs. You had your family dog, Tahoe, run the 40-yard dash. This is obviously part of the Run Rich Run cause, which, you know, is absolutely fantastic. So, it's a 3.39? Is that accurate?
Yeah, he ran 3.39. The dude's athletic, I tell you that right now. What had happened was, you know, through my recovery, one of the things that Stephanie and I wanted to do was we wanted to give back, and we were trying to find a cancer charity that was worthy. So we started doing a bunch of research, and, you know, we had gone to dinner to the owners. Sat down and we were discussing the season in review and then what we were planning on going forward. And we got in a conversation about the charity work. And we told him, you know, we were looking to donate $100,000 and we were trying to find the right charity for it. And the owner said, well, why don't we double it? I want to match it. I want to help out. So he's going to match us. And so Stephanie saw the advertisement for the Run Rich Run on the NFL Network and decided, hey, let me research St. Jude's. So she did, and found out that they have a proton center. It's called the Red Frog Proton Therapy Center for Children. And so as she did the research, proton therapy is part of the therapy I got. And we understand and know just how valuable that is, especially for children. And so we felt that was as worthy as it could be. So we came up with this idea. We called Rich and talked to him about it and said, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to film it and we want to make a little presentation. He said, absolutely. He was so fired up about it. So we told Mr. and Mrs. Snyder what we planned on doing. They were for it as well. We did it. Tahoe ran the 4.39 and excuse me, 3.39, and it was cool. It was a lot of fun to do.
So when are we signing Tahoe? Because with that kind of speed, anything can happen.
I tell you what, he and you know what, he's we got to work on his hands though. They're not as good as they need to be.
Hey, Coach, it was great to talk to you. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much, and good luck, and enjoy the off season while you can.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Ron Rivera on the Goodyear Hotline. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, Alan Hunt in for Zubin. Brought to you by Nature Valley, part crunchy, part creamy, a bit sweet, and a bit salty, just like Keyshawn. Nature Valley sweet and salty peanut bars are bursting with crunchy peanuts dipped in creamy nut butter coating and 100% delicious. Nature Valley, we are better outside. I'd like what he said there about Alex Smith. Can you guys just for a minute focus? What he said about Alex Smith and having that nerves as a coach sending him out there.
Yeah, I mean
that's like, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, if anything happened, then you live with that, right? I mean, you just kind of like,
right,
Aaron Donald.
And then it's Aaron Donald, of all people, that takes him out.
Jumping on him. You know, it's just not a good situation as a coach to see, even though you're trying to win the game.
Yeah.
I respect him being vulnerable and telling us actually what was going through his mind. I do a lot because, I mean, for
that
a guy
part,
like Alex,
especially,
as much as you want to be on the field and you have tunnel vision for what your goals are, like it's a worrisome kind of deal.
Right. Okay, well, I have another guest now, and that'll be Jimmy Garoppolo and his dad, Tony, and, of course, Jimmy G, as he's well-known in the NFL, the 49ers quarterback. And he and his dad, who's a professional electrician, they're working together to promote the need for skilled technical workers. Today, students at hundreds of Skills USA chapter high schools across the United States will be recognized for their dedication to pursuing a career in the trade, such as residential wiring, building trades and renovations, HVAC, or plumbing. During the virtual national signing day, students will announce their career plans and sign letters of intent for job offers, apprenticeships, or advanced technical training, similar to national signing day events for student athletes. Jimmy and Tony Garoppolo will be present to interact with and commend these students via live video feed. And guys, as you join us right now, I do need an electrician in my house. So if any of these guys that you sign can get to Long Island, I'd be greatly appreciated. But thanks for joining us this morning. Jimmy, I don't know if you heard what Ron Rivera was saying there, though, about Alex Smith and sending him back in the game. But I'm just wondering, just off the top, your thoughts just about seeing him after that injury go back on the field, yourself, a quarterback, knowing, you know, what those hits feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it's very impressive, first of all, to just go through what he went through with the rehab. I mean, I tore my ACL, so I know how that is, but his was even more so than that. And to come back on the field, like you said, and to do it against Aaron Donald and that D-line that the Rams got, it's impressive, man. It really is. It's a testament to what he went through during rehab and everything that he put into it.
Tony, I don't know what to call you. Tony, Mr. Garoppolo, Pops, I feel like I know you.
Tony's
so I'm
funny.
Not really. All right, that's cool. So, Tony, tell me how you got into being an electrician.
Well, after high school, I tried junior college, and it just wasn't my game. Just didn't go together well. And next step was get into the workforce. And actually, a friend of my dad's owned an electrical company and gave me the opportunity. And then I got into the union and made a 40-year career out of it.
I'm curious, this question for both you guys. Obviously, there's this swirl going around right now about Aaron Rodgers and the lack of communication he's had with Green Bay. I'm curious, you know, what has conversations been like with you, Jimmy, and your front office about your career, about where you're going, about what the team's trying to do, and also about them drafting a guy like Trey Lance?
Well, the communication has been good. You know, there really hasn't been anything unsaid. Everything's been put on the table. And, you know, it's kind of one of those situations, you know, I'm just happy to have the opportunity to play football. At the end of the day, that's what I'm here for. That's what I signed up for. And, you know, as long as I have the opportunity to go out there, win some games, and play good football, I mean, that's all you could ask for at the end of the day. It's like these guys signing their national signing day today for the electricians, the plumbers, the HVAC. All you really need is an opportunity. I mean, if you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And that's what I'm trying to do.
It's like an apprenticeship, you know, on that level, right? You come in as somebody in the trades. You're learning from an expert. You're learning from somebody that has been doing it, like your dad, 40 years. You are now the veteran. There was a time where you were the guy, the younger guy, and you had Tom Brady in the room. You're going to now be the veteran with a young guy in the room. Is there anything from that experience you had with Brady that you would use in this, whether you would do it the same or maybe even do it differently?
Yeah, me and my dad, I mean, we were actually talking about this the other day. Just, you know, it's kind of, you know, coming full circle. You go through this NFL career and you start as the young guy come in. Tom kind of showed me the ropes. The competition between us was awesome. Really made me grow as a rookie and a young player. And so that's kind of what me and Trey will, you know, we'll mold our relationship into that, but it'll happen naturally. Just it's one of those things you can't force anything. Just let it come as it may.
Jimmy, have you reached out at all to any of, I guess, veteran quarterbacks that's been in very similar situations? Although you were behind Tom, now you're in front of Trey. When you think about guys like Tony Romo, who went to Eastern Illinois as well, now all of a sudden he has to give way to Dak Prescott or even Alex Smith giving way to Patrick Mahomes. Have you had any conversations with anybody as to how to deal with it and handle the situation, or did you just learn from Tom Brady?
You know, I try to use my own personal experiences and just what I went through, what, you know, what helped me, what challenged me as a young player. And so, you know, I'm going to try to use those tools that help me and, you know, try to help Trey out. You know, it's hard to come into this league. I know how it was coming from FCS school to the NFL. It's a bit of an adjustment, the seed, whatever you want to call it. It's just different. So whatever I can do to help him, I'll be more than happy.
Jimmy, tell me what's going to be different about this year, because you guys have all the pieces to win the whole damn thing.
Oh, yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a good feel in the stadium right now, in the locker room. We've been in there a little bit doing this phase one. You know, it's not officially official, voluntary stuff right now, but it's been really good, you know, being around the guys again. I don't know. We have the pieces. We just got to put it all together now.
Tony, being a dad myself, and I can't help but think you being a pops and sitting there in the Super Bowl and watching your son nearly complete a game-winning touchdown 15 months ago, had he hit that, do you think at all, have you thought at all how things would be different right now, today, opposed to 15 months ago?
You know, I really never stop and think about it like that. It's not one play that'll make or break a game. So we could hang our hat on that one play and say, what if? But I know of a few other plays that if we would have hit this one or broke up this pass, it would have been a different game altogether too. So I would say I don't hang anything on that one play. And I really don't think about it like that.
Yeah, I relate to that, Tony, as a father. My son plays hockey, and we have those car conversations I'm sure you and Jimmy had as he was growing up over the years. But how does that dynamic still happen? If both of you can certainly answer it, and your facial expressions will probably tell the better story. But, like, do you – is it after games? Do you still have those in-the-car conversations?
Well, we drive separate. Jimmy will drive home by himself or with his brothers. But, once we get back to the house, there's a few things said here and there. I think it's just a fatherly way of being. And if I didn't say anything, he probably would find it odd.
Jimmy.
Yeah, no doubt. If we didn't have those conversations, I would know I either really played bad or something was up.
So, I didn't care anymore.
So when something go wrong at the house, Jimmy, do you call an electrician or do you fix it yourself?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, that's a setup question, Jimmy. Don't let him set you up,
right,
Jay.
Here, man.
What did you say?
I know right here. Sitting on the
so you're not climbing up on the ladder, twisting the light bulb out and replacing it, huh?
My dad's taught me a couple things. Electrician wasn't one of them specifically. But
that's actually what I was going to ask.
Taught me plenty of other things.
That, I'd wonder if it would be a breach of contract if you were doing some amateur wiring in your house. And, you know, you've seen these baseball injuries where somebody's, you know, cutting fruit and he cuts his finger, he can't pitch. I was wondering, you know, if you ever would venture like, oh, the switch isn't working. I can handle this, right? Unscrew it, take it off. Or do you just call dad and have him take care of it?
He usually takes care of it. If not, he'll walk me through it for sure. But yeah, he's taught me a lot of things. Electrician just, you know, it wasn't in the writing for me. But I definitely got his right arm, that's for sure.
Yeah. He has enough things on his plate.
Yeah. If I was Kyle Shanahan, the first thing I would say is call an electrician.
Yeah.
Do not mess with it at all.
There's no need. There's no need
Keep
for that.
Keep the hand safe, Jim.
Yes. But, Jimmy, I am curious, though. You know, a year and a half ago in the Super Bowl, and now your team drafts a quarterback. You know, you can certainly say all the right things, and you're going to do all the right things. You're that type of guy. But don't you feel a certain way, though, to think, like, wait a minute, I'm not that old? Like, do we really need a quarterback? Does that enter your mind, and maybe even you come into training camp with a little chip on your shoulder, like, no, this is my job?
Well, the chip will always be there. That hasn't gone away at all. You know, since I got in the league, I've had that. I think it kind of comes from just the way you were raised and everything like that. You know, my dad was an electrician, blue collar guy, and I think it kind of just rubs off onto you. And so, you know, it's kind of the way the league's going nowadays. Everyone's drafting young, wants to get the developmental guy and things like that. And so, you know, I kind of know what it is. I've been on both sides of it now, but you know, at the end of the day, like I said earlier, all you can really ask for is the opportunity. And once you get that, you got to take advantage of it.
Tony, before we let you guys go, and thanks for the time here. This has been a lot of fun. As we're talking about, again, what you guys are doing with National Signing Day, our virtual National Signing Day for students who want to announce careers in apprentices and advanced technical training for the difference in the various trades. What message do you want to send to those young kids who decide to get into a trade after high school the same way you decided to do that?
Well, like Jimmy had just said, it's an opportunity, and no one hands you anything. Skills USA, Klein Tools, Home Depot put this together. It's a great opportunity for these kids. Put your nose to the grindstone, and it could be a great career. You can make a nice living out of it, but you're going to have to work and work hard. And that's the goal in anything that you get into in life. You have to work hard and to achieve what you want out of it.
Now, I need to know, are you known as Tony G, or is it just, is that Jimmy's nickname? Like, you know, again, when you show up at the
usually
site.
Usually it's Jimmy's dad, but
I was gonna say Tony G sounds like a guy from New Jersey, from where I'm from. Tony, hey, Tony G.
Yeah. Tony G. Showed up at the site, taking care of business. Hey guys, this was a lot
of
fun.
The original right there.
Yeah, exactly. The original. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck, Jimmy.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
Definitely. Thanks for having us, guys. Uh-huh.
All the best. Jimmy G and Tony G. Garoppolo. Tony G, eh? That's an interesting story though, if you think about it, right? Like the dad just said, college wasn't for me. Right, get into the trades, do this, and then his son turns into, you know, a
Jimmy
superstar.
G.
But
I like him without the beard, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Clean cut. Like the way his face looks without the beard.
Oh. Yeah, he just looks. Yeah. He looks more California, kind of relaxed. You know.
Well,
the
I like
beard
it because
more like Green Bay.
Oh,
well, you sitting in the Green Bay now?
I'm sitting. Look
at that. Oh, wait, geez.
I see what you did there.
Oh,
but I liked his answer. Always had the chip on my shoulder. I mean, like. You know, like, how would you feel? Feel this way. Well, you just drafted. I'll be good to the kid, but this is my job.
Oh, my whole thing is he'll never play as long as I'm here. So I'm not even worried about it. Y'all can draft whoever the hell y'all want. He'll never play unless you force him to play, because he's not going to beat me out naturally. It's just not going to happen. And I think Jimmy G feels the same way.
I always find that dynamic so fascinating. I was talking to Vince Carter the other day. We were talking about, you know, difference between going to older teams and younger teams. You know how hard it is? And Kia, I'd love to hear your perspective on this.
Really?
Really? You're so mean.
Come on.
Younger teams, like, everybody, they want you to be a team, but the reality is that you're all fighting for, like, contract positions and time and stats. And it's like, yeah, it does take a quarterback to be solidified in their job position and say, I'm going to text a young guy and help him out. But at the same time, I'm going to keep my foot on his throat and not let him know that he's going to have a chance to get my job. Like, it's a really interesting, like, little bit of a conundrum to be in.
I never really was in a position where, so they drafted somebody after me until I got to Carolina, and I was pretty much done and wanted to go to ESPN anyway. And I had already kind of let them know that this is going to be, you do whatever you want to do, because I think I may not be coming back.
Right.
Whenever we drafted another receiver, and people was like, oh, they drafted, I said, man, they talking to him. I'm not worried about the exposition. I know where my spot is solidified.
But see, like, if you're a younger player, you hear that, like, you respect it. But then I also, like, when I was a younger player and I'm competitive, I'm like, oh, now I want his spot even more.
You're not going to get it, though.
I know, but see, that's what, think about that. That just said, what just happened,
you're not going
to outwork me. Now we're on the same team, right?
You're not going to outwork me.
So it's just, that dynamic is so fascinating to pay attention to. If you have two competitive alphas.
You're not going to outwork me.
That.
Never.
You're not going to outwork
me. It's not going to happen.
That, you could say.
You wake up at 5, I'm going to wake up at 4. Mm-hmm. Now what?
You don't know when I wake up.
So I'm going to know because you're going to tell me.
I'm not going to tell you
I'm
going
to fleece you into telling me.
I'm not going to tell you.
This is why, as a GM, it's so valuable to have that dynamic. Because while they might look like they're fighting, oh, no. They're actually helping each other.
They're competing.
Jay Will think he's slick. He's going to come in here at 4:30. Who the hell do you think I am going in at 3:30?
Hey, is Aaron Rodgers about to tell the Packers GM, Goot, I am your father? That's next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and SiriusXM, Channel 80. We're everywhere.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
You can only control what you can control.
The Green Bay Packers select Jordan Love, quarterback, Utah State.
I'm not going to say that I was thrilled by the pick. My desire to start and finish with the same organization may not be a reality.
Touchdown! Oh, my goodness!
Is he the MVP or what?
I have a strong desire to play into my 40s.
Touchdown! A thing of beauty!
Gallant effort by the green and gold just wasn't good enough.
Told some members that he does not want to nor plan to return to Green Bay.
The matter of the fact is that you have the best quarterback in football and he doesn't want to play for your team no more.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Interesting stuff from Jimmy Garoppolo in that interview we just had, guys. Why? Because of something he talked about that is probably at the epicenter of the Aaron Rodgers issues with the Packers. Right? As we know, the Niners, because they've made it clear that they were interested, at least inquired about the availability of Aaron Rodgers, which everybody really should do that. And Kyle Shanahan made that perfectly clear. But before we get to what Shanahan said, and also John Lynch, let's listen. If you just missed it, we just talked to Jimmy Garoppolo a few minutes ago on the show, and he talked about the idea of that communication breakdown that Rodgers clearly has with Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Packers, while for Jimmy G, his team just drafted a quarterback. Just same thing that happened last year with Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers. But Jimmy Garoppolo said that the communication was where it should be with him and the Niners. Take a listen.
Well, the communication has been good. There really hasn't been anything unsaid. Everything has been put on the table. And, you know, it's kind of one of those situations, you know, I'm just happy to have the opportunity to play football. At the end of the day, that's what I'm here for. That's what I signed up for. And, you know, as long as I have the opportunity to go out there, win some games, and play good football, I mean, that's all you could ask for at the end of the day. All you really need is an opportunity. I mean, if you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Now, he answers that the way he's supposed to answer it, but he was – told, right? He knew they were going to draft a quarterback.
But that's all communication in sports in general. You have to communicate with your athletes.
Doesn't seem that hard, though.
It's not that difficult.
So what happened in Green Bay?
I
how hard would it be?
I don't
you
even
just
know
say,
what
hey,
start.
We're going to take Jordan Love here. Like
all of my best coaches I've ever had, communication. The ones that I can't stand are liars that don't communicate. They just lie. Like, dude, you don't have to lie to me when I already know what's going on. Just tell me the deal.
But, Key, isn't there a certain sense in the football community that Like, there, a lot of these owners or executives, like, no, like, not that I own you, but you're going to do what I tell you to do. You're going to have to do what I tell you to do.
You're an employee. I pay you.
Yes, there is that type. And there's a lot of people in the regular world who have employers that say, this is what it is. Move forward. Like, don't like the fact that athletes are speaking up and saying, no, you have to communicate me. Like, communicate to me like I'm your peer.
But what happened,
like,
OJ?
We are collaborating. You know, that's where the dynamic is different in sports now these days. And that's what Aaron Rodgers wanted. We're collaborating together.
That's the perfect word.
You have to communicate with your players. Like, you have to, as a coach or general manager, yes, those conversations are tough. And some feelings may get hurt at times. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that I don't like you. Doesn't mean I don't love you. But I may like something else. Or I may love something else. And if that something else comes to fruition, then I may have to part ways with you. But it doesn't mean if it doesn't go the
way. It's business, not personal.
It's all business. It's not personal. And I think that is where you get a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, who is a professional, who's going to do his job, and then he's going to benefit from doing his job because somebody else down the line will love him and like him because he did his job the right way in San Francisco.
So I guess, but when I listen to Jimmy G talk, Jimmy G talks like somebody who obviously doesn't have the same accolades as Aaron Rodgers, but it's like, all right, like, I need to get in where I fit in. I need to do whatever I need to do to hustle my tail off and win a Super Bowl and play. Where Aaron Rodgers, it feels like, wants a lot more say into every decision that goes down. So I guess my question to you is, Key, if you are Mark Murphy, if you're in that situation, to what degree do you allow Aaron Rodgers to?
It's too late now, though. Because I would feel like there's nothing I can do. Mm. If I'm Mark Murphy, if I'm Brian Gutekunst, whatever his name is. That I can come to Aaron Rodgers now and get him to believe that I'm going to do everything.
You've already lied
right
once.
Way. I personally, it's hard for me to go to Allen after I done looked you in the face and then just completely botched everything.
Well, because
to try to convince you to believe in me, I don't even know where to start.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
And that's a complete flop of power now, right? Because now Aaron Rodgers has all the leverage. If you want to start doing what I want you to do now, yeah. When does that stop?
But then if I'm Brian,
I don't want that.
Exactly.
Now I got to check with you on everything now? Like, I got the team meal. You okay with that, though, Aaron?
Even so, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, you may tell me you're going to do this.
I don't trust you.
Just because we need to get to a certain point, and then all of a sudden, you don't do what you said you was going to do. I can't trust that either. So the best thing for us to do is to separate. You go your way, I'll go mine. Let bygones be bygones.
And you better get something good for him.
And I'll wave from across the field when I see you.
And that's fine. But if you're going to trade him, now that's the pressure of you better get something. You better get a huge return.
Asset in return.
That at least you could say, look, this is, you know, we parted ways amicably. We both win. Like, that's what you want. I don't know if you're going to get it. And just one thing on Jimmy G, by the way, the perspective he has, of course, is unique because he was once the young quarterback that was drafted, that was brought in, that was the favored, maybe, you know, prodigal son that the veteran clearly.
See, it's hard with that because that's six championships.
Yeah, Tom, you weren't removing Tom Brady.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen.
For him now, he has a chance to be removed by Trey Lance.
Right, but he was sort of in that place. He knows the business.
But yeah, can I tell you?
That's all I'm saying. He understands the dynamic.
Understanding the dynamic from that position also feel like can affect your own mentality because you understand how hungry you were. And you're watching Trey Lance and like, damn, he has all the skills, very talented. If Trey Lance comes in and is so as hungry as he is and Jimmy G is not performing, like that would worry me a little
bit. But let's also not change history.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't perform, though,
stay healthy. That's on you, though. Anyway.
Tom Brady don't perform. You ain't removing Tom Brady from that position.
Wait a minute, though. Wasn't that the story that Bill thought Tom was on his way, kind of declining?
Bill wanted to
eventually groom him to take over.
But you know me, Alan, and I'm not getting ready to start chasing stories. I don't believe in he drafted him, so Tom's slipping, and he's going to start. When the hell was Tom slipping? When actually just think about it in your mind as a what did I call it East Coast guy Northern Eastern
you called him a writer before as an ex writer
just think about it though when was Tom ever slipping in New England ever
There was a sense that it was happening.
From who?
A couple of years ago.
From who? What are they looking at?
Max Kellerman and, you know.
Oh,
I knew was coming. I knew
Max
it.
Kellerman.
I knew it.
Max
I just,
Kellerman.
I wanted a way to get out of this conversation because I wasn't going to win it. So, again, when you're going to lose the debate.
David Rivers in you. You know David Rivers?
Hey, let's play a game. It's called Call a Roulette. You know how it works. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's make them good. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Alan Hahn in for Zubin on ESPN Radio.
Darnell Valentine.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. If you missed any of the great guests we had today, including Ron Rivera, including Jimmy Garoppolo, and his dad, Tony G. You can get anywhere you can get your podcasts. Meanwhile, we have our game to play. Call a roulette. You know the rules. So we spin the wheel. Let's go. Line two.
Hey, this is Holden from Mark. I was wondering, do y'all think that the Browns are an actual Super Bowl contender, or do y'all think they are? They're just going to be the same old Browns? Thank you.
They better be a Super Bowl contender.
I think they're Super Bowl contenders. Anything could happen, right? All of a sudden, Kansas City is a favorite. Kansas City slip up in a divisional round, get popped by somebody, and then, you know, Cleveland moves into that spot, and next thing you know, they're at the Super Bowl.
It wasn't like they were that far off last year when they played Kansas City. Let's be honest about it, man. They had a chance.
They played good, and then they got a little bit – they had a little kick to it. When Patrick Mahomes got injured, they started kind of got a little spark to the
– What are they missing? You know? What are they missing? What are the Browns missing?
Experience.
Okay.
So OBJ?
So just
experience.
OBJ?
Just the experience from last year.
Could that be a difference? Yeah.
A big wide receiver to go get you big plays like a Keyshawn Johnson? Just saying.
Oh, that would
help. Noah Rondae Gadsden, though.
No.
He's Noah Rondae Gadsden. Spin it.
Greg Littleman.
Jeez. He was sorry.
Line six. The way you say it is great.
What's going on? This is Josh from Memphis, man. Big time Titans fan. Do you feel like we took a step forward or a step backwards? We lost a lot of key free agents.
I think you are where you are. Those free agents that you lost, I mean, you can replace them. It wasn't like big-time home run hitters, right? You lose Clowney, who played half the season, or Dory Jackson was in and out of the lineup. You didn't love him in the secondary. I just – they're okay. I mean, as long as you got King Henry running the ball and that style of play, I think you'll be okay.
Alan, don't you love those answers? Well, you are where you are.
You are where you are.
What does that mean?
And then he goes where through – he gives you the laundry.
Your record is what your record say you are. Yeah.
Then
that's the way he said it.
He runs through like the laundry of names, right? Yeah. Just a bunch of names.
He says it conviction. Very convicted.
He's very convicted.
Very
in
convicted
the way he says
when he
it.
Says
yes.
It.
Spin it.
Spin what?
The wheel.
Say spin the bottle.
Back on line two.
Spin the bottle. Jeez.
What? There's a wheel. We spin.
Come on, line two.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to see if you guys think that it's arrogance on the part of Green Bay management to think that Aaron Rodgers should just shut up and go with the flow. It almost gives me like a shut up and dribble kind of vibe.
No, I think they just confused on how to handle the situation. They were confused. They botched it, and now they're trying to make up. It's too late. I don't want to deal with you.
That's a big food
bar. I just
don't
understand,
man.
If you are taking Jordan Love in the draft, like, how is that not like, hey, let's bring Aaron in
we're
the room.
We're trading up.
We're trading up, yes.
At least send the text so at least there's a timestamp. Yeah, we did try to get you. You might have been away, but we tried to get you.
They usually let you know, man, so you can welcome a player too.
Like, I still think there's a story to that. I'm not sure this is a complete, like,
I agree.
He doesn't need to know. To hell with him. There's something more to that story that
it might be. I'm on the side of Aaron Rodgers till I know different.
So. Imagine Aaron Rodgers getting a tweet from Shefty being like, "What?
Yeah. Oh, we're
trading.
We got an alert. Oh, we got a quarterback. Did we?
Oh.
Oh, I didn't think we needed one.
Okay.
Spin it. As caller roulette continues on KJZ. Line three.
Quiet in the studio.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jonathan in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm a big Falcons fan, and they have the number one draft, according to NFL.com. Why am I still skeptical?
Because you're the Falcons?
Oh.
I mean, they did a good job, I guess.
Added a supreme skill right at the very top.
Kyle Pitts is big at the top, and so I think everybody pushes that up for those reasons. I mean, you just got to stay focused, man.
Peter King believes, right? We had him earlier in the show. Peter King absolutely believes that – sorry. why am I kidding? Julio Jones is going to be traded.
He can't, yeah.
You thought no chance he gets, right? You don't think it's going to happen
right now, but
Peter
June
King
1st,
says it's going to happen.
It probably will happen because of June 1st.
Well, because that's when the
numbers, and they can probably get a haul for him. I mean, maybe there's a Baltimore that says, hey, you can have this. Baltimore, they give up everything.
Lamar's like, please. Please give me Julio Jones.
Well, they just got the Bateman kid from Minnesota. That's, but
please give me more. Julio Jones.
Yeah. Add more. Spin it.
Or New England, for that matter.
Call the roulette. Continuing today.
Everybody's been on point thus far.
Amazing.
I'm working.
That's three times. Line two.
Corey from New York.
Hey, what's up, Corey? Hey, what's up, man? Where you going? Where are we going?
Are the Rams kicking themselves in the butt because of trading for Matthew Stafford when Rodgers was available?
Well, they tried the Rodgers deal.
Yeah, they did.
They tried that. That was months ago. Yeah, they were like,
called.
No.
Les called on that one. Les was on that one.
But
yeah.
But what if, though? That's the thing. Like, what if he does end up getting traded?
But you can't sit. I can't sit
around.
Can
you imagine if he did get traded to the Niners? If they make the call and they make that deal and you're the Rams, you're going, what?
But that's life, though. That's timing, man. That's timing on everything.
Can
that's
they
timing.
Send him back? Like, can Stafford can be in the deal Stafford back to Green Bay?
Hey, Green Bay,
back
like
to the
Stafford?
NFC North? Yeah.
According to Dan Orlovsky, Matthew Stafford's on the same level as Aaron Rodgers. He just needs weapons around him.
Danny O is not here to defend himself. Don't worry. I'm going to see him Sunday when I bust his head open on the basketball court.
Oh, boy.
Because we're having a one-on-one game, Key.
David Rivers versus.
Stop with the David Rivers comparison.
David Rivers versus.
His thighs were ginormous, though.
Thank you, everybody.
Adam Morrison. David Rivers versus Adam Morrison.
Listening as well. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.